This is Express FM.
Supported by Portsmouth College.
We are passionately pumping.
Jamal Lowe's onside. The flag stayed down. Jamal Lowe, nonchalant, brilliant. Pompey will be promoted at this rate.
Cheltenham Town, that'll stick in my mind forever. Forever.
Pure, unadulterated Pompey.
You can't be involved with this football club and not be emotional. The club is special.
Action and reaction.
It's an exciting challenge. I'm proud to be the manager of Portsmouth.
Giving Pompey fans a voice.
The whole stadium erupted singing Play Up Pompey. It was a surreal moment.
To do it with a club like Portsmouth was just incredible. That was the reason why I joined the club.
This is the Football Hour.
The one team that stands out, that's historic, that's had great success, that has a fan base that is amazingly passionate, is Portsmouth.
It was back to winning ways for Pompey on Saturday.
In it comes to the far post. Watmore's header is into the net. His first ever goal at Fratton Park.
The Blues made the Posh look rather common with a big victory over their promotion rivals at Fratton Park. And on tonight's show, we'll be hearing from the goal scorer, Jack Watmore, who speaks about his goal and the impact of the returning of fans on Saturday.
It was fun. It was such an enjoyable day. I think you could sort of go under when they're back in and feel that little bit of pressure, but I don't think we did. It gave us an extra boost. And you know what? I think they played a massive part.
We'll also hear from the boss, Kenny Jackett, who also speaks about the part the supporters had to play at the weekend.
I do think that home advantage will come back now. It certainly will for us because, you know, for myself, for the staff, for the players, most importantly, they do know that put a good performance on and, you know, they've got a fantastic atmosphere. And I think the fans as well as ourselves have missed it.
And speaking of fans, we want to hear from you back home this evening. How important was that result on Saturday? Would you say it was a statement win? And do you believe Jack Watmore has what it takes to become a Pompey captain in the future? Don't hesitate to get in touch throughout the next 60 minutes or so. We'll try and get through as many as we can. Right here on 93.7 Express FM, a very good evening to you all and welcome to the Monday Football Hour.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Good evening, Pompey fans, and welcome to another episode of the Football Hour here on Express FM, your home also of Pompey Live, bringing you every kick of football throughout the Blues' journey up the divisions. This season, the Football Hour is being driven to you by Stagecoach across the South. Download the app today to plan and even pay for your next journey, with an adult Portsmouth day rider costing just £4.20 and only £3.50 for children. Now, those are prices you can really get on board with. Tonight, I am joined over the phone lines by two more Pompey guests who'll be helping me to pick apart all the big talking points from the Blues' most recent fixture, as well as also previewing the next. Kenny Jackett will be taking his side to the Johnny Rock Stadium tomorrow evening to take on League Two outfit Cheltenham Town in the first knockout stage of this season's Papa John's Trophy. And tonight, we'd like to hear from you back home, and we want you to get in touch with your score predictions as well. The number to text is 81400. Make sure to start your messages with the word Express. Otherwise, you can email pompey@expressfm.com, tweet using @ExpressFM, or head over to facebook.com/PompeyLive. The three of us would also like to know, who was your man of the match on Saturday afternoon? And that's where we're heading to right now. Pompey had the chance to put the midweek horror show at Blackpool behind them at the weekend when they welcomed Peterborough United's Fratton Park. But the Posh weren't the only ones being welcomed to PO4 for the first time this season. Following the conclusion of lockdown number two last week, the city of Portsmouth was placed into tier number two, meaning that they could go on to accommodate 2,000 supporters in their upcoming league matches on home turf. The stage was set, the fans were slowly making their way through the turnstiles after almost 9 months away. And little did they know, the spectacle they were about to witness would be well worth the wait.
Everything we do is passionately Pompey.
A wonderful goal!
Every second of the action is right here.
Shoot and scores!
90 minutes of passionately Pompey commentary.
He scored!
This is...
You wouldn't believe it!
Pompey Live.
As the cheer you can hear, as Portsmouth are welcomed onto the pitch by the 2,000 fans inside Fratton Park. What a joy it is to hear that noise and the Pompey chimes once more. And here we go. Football is back with supporters inside Fratton Park as the ball's immediately sent forward. The first competitive game Portsmouth have had with fans in for nearly 9 months. Pompey needing to stand firm and defend. In it comes. Deep towards the far post. McGilvery opts to punch. I'm not sure why he didn't catch it, but it was a very either brilliant or lucky punch, because it found Ronan Curtis, who's run 50 yards and got past Nathan Thompson before he was cynically hacked down. And Thompson knows exactly what he's doing there, and he's taking the yellow card to avoid a counter-attack that looked really dangerous for Portsmouth. Curtis claims to be in a lot of pain. I'm sure he'll be able to get up. It's going to be a yellow card for Thompson, and it's 0-0. Ronan Curtis to send a left-footed in-swinging corner in, high, hanging, deep to the far post. Marcus Harness brings it down. Can he deliver something? He's got Naylor just inside him. Harness gets some space. Harness to pull it back to the far post. Header from Williams is wide of the target. As all Peterborough sloppy there. Blake Tracy gives it straight to Marquis, to Curtis, edge of the area. Curtis just tried to skip around the defender, couldn't do so, and Peterborough will get it clear. Tim with a long diagonal ball forward towards Johnson Clark Harris. Header one by Jack Watmore towards the centre spot. Flick on one by Curtis. Williams trying to get on the ball. He then takes it off Blake Tracy. He's got Harness on the overlap. Williams is going to shoot from distance across the face of goal. Tim loses it. Curtis! Oh, how's he missed? What a chance! Curtis has the score. Kicks the advertising boards in frustration. 0-0. Brown from the right wing to deliver. Left-footed into the penalty area. Can Pompey find the breakthrough? In it comes to the far post. Watmore's header is into the net! Jack Watmore! His first ever goal at Fratton Park! And he gets to celebrate it in front of the Fratton end! Watmore's header has broken the deadlock! It's Portsmouth 1, Peterborough 0. Ronan Curtis to send a right-footed in-swinging corner. Deep towards the far post. Missed, and Naylor heads over. Tim in no man's land and led off, still 1-0. To the far post, Raggett misses it. Peterborough get a touch and get it out of the area. Cannon works hard to try and win it. Brown is more patient and sees the ball come to him. And now Curtis has it on the left to Brown, to Cannon. And Curtis was free if he turned around. Cannon might hit this from distance, instead lays it for Naylor. He will hit this from here and he'll score a brilliant goal! Naylor again! That is magnificent! In front of the Fratton end, he just slammed it into the top corner. Brendan never prayer. Portsmouth 2, Peterborough 0. Towards and beyond Cannon. Johnson Clark Harris, surely fouled by Sean Raggett. It doesn't matter. You can hear the cheers as the final whistle goes at Fratton Park. Portsmouth have beaten Peterborough United by 2-0.
Every second of the action is right here. This is 93.7 Express FM. Pompey Live.
The highlights there from Pompey's impressive 2-0 win over Peterborough United on Saturday afternoon. Jonty Coleman, Blues reporter for Hampshire Live, has called in for tonight's show. Jonty, before we get into it, good evening, mate, and thanks for taking the time to chat to us tonight.
Good evening. Thanks very much for having me on. Very much looking forward to talking about this one.
Oh, I think we all are, Jonty. I think we all are. And now, you've only been covering Pompey since the start of this season, Jonty, and you're doing a cracking job of it as well, by the way. But I hadn't realised until the weekend that you'd never experienced a Fratton Park crowd prior to the game on Saturday. I imagine you've heard stories and seen videos online, but what did you make of the support on Saturday, albeit at, you know, a reduced capacity?
It was something I was looking forward to. When I first got the job, it all came back very quickly. But one thing that everyone kind of said to me was, you'll love the atmosphere, such a big club. And you know, from just following them loosely and, you know, through the noughties and stuff, you could tell how big of a club they were. But it wasn't until Saturday where I really got to experience that. 2,000 was made to feel like 20,000. The atmosphere was just fantastic. It was so good. The Fratton end might have only had 900 in it, but wow, it felt... I've been to games with 30, 40,000 people and it's felt much quieter than that. And it was just a great occasion. I think it ticked off a lot of boxes, the result, the fans. You could just tell the players just loved having them there. And I think the Peterborough players did as well. You know, it just added a bit more bite to what was a really good game. Yeah. Everyone in the press box, and myself included, you know, whenever you look around, you could just tell there was a extra air of excitement that there has been lacking at times this season. And, you know, it was something that everyone in attendance just loved, myself included.
Yeah, it was pretty phenomenal, Jonty. And like you say, it did feel as though 20,000 fans were there. Just you wait, mate. Just you wait until we've got 20,000 fans there. And then you'll know, trust me. Alex Macy also joins us this evening. Alex, welcome to the show, my friend. I trust you've been keeping well.
Yes, thank you for having me, Jake. Yeah, all good, my end.
Good to hear, mate. Jonty's just referred to there, Alex Pompey's atmosphere at the weekend, and it's something we're going to talk about quite a bit tonight, as you can imagine. But how great was it to see and hear Blues fans back at Fratton after so long away?
Yeah, unfortunately, I wasn't in the ground like you two. I had to watch it over iFollow, but even over that, the atmosphere sounded incredible. It was just great to hear the fans in some capacity, I think. You know, hearing the jeers for Nathan Thompson, have we seen you before? I didn't realise how much I missed that sort of camaraderie in the stands. And I think we've just seen Pompey go a bit flat in games this season, but that didn't really happen on Saturday, and I don't think you can undermine the role that the fans play at all.
Yeah, and it's great to hear, just within that highlights package a few moments ago, Jonty, you can actually hear fans at the ground, you can hear fans coming over the airwaves. It was a phenomenal occasion, and it wasn't even, you know, just during the match. It was, you know, throughout the warm-ups prior to the game. Joe Gallen even made his players do a lap of the pitch almost when they came out of a tunnel as well. The first goal, oh, just made the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. And it's not, you know, it's not just a Pompey fan, to be fair. Up and down the country, you know, supporters, you know, throughout the grounds, throughout the divisions have been experiencing the same, you know, the same kind of atmospheres. And it really was just a special day and a historic day in football.
Yeah, definitely. And when we look back at however the rest of the season pans out, I think that, you know, that game on Saturday will be one that's earmarked, you know, regardless. There could even be a collapse throughout the season, you know, for all we know. But one thing I can say is that game will definitely be remembered for many reasons. I asked Joe Gallen actually after the game about that idea. He said he just thought of it on the spot. And I actually happened to video it and put it on Twitter, and everyone seemed to absolutely love it. And, you know, it was just a really positive press conference, like speaking to Joe afterwards. You know, you could just tell how much it meant to him and the players. And doing my analysis on Saturday night, it was just great to recall all those moments that had just kind of fallen in like a 2-3 hour window on Saturday. And yeah, I'm looking forward to just fans being regular, even if it is, you know, a small percentage for now.
Yeah, it certainly did mean a lot to the players, my staff, and everyone was within Fratton Park on Saturday, Alex. And, you know, I think that was highlighted within the goal celebrations as well. You know, we'll come on to the goals, you know, in the next part of the show. We'll really analyse the actual match on the pitch. Of course, we've got that job to do as well. But when you see the players and, you know, the management team celebrating those goals, you can really sense, but actually, how much it means to them, as Jonty's just mentioned there. Whereas in matches that have been played behind closed doors this season, you know, like Tom Naylor, for example, against Kings Lynn last weekend, he scored that absolute worldie. But all he had to do was turn around and kind of pat himself on the back and start again. Whereas on Saturday afternoon, he could go over, he could knee slide in front of the Fratton end, and the smiles on their faces produced some fantastic photos as well.
Yeah, it was fantastic, wasn't it? And I think, especially for Jack Watmore as well, getting his first Fratton End goal on the return of live football, it felt quite poetic, didn't it, when he ran down to the left-hand side of the corner flag. And the same with Naylor, actually. Him and Harness's double knee slide was a spectacle to see as well. Yeah, you could just clearly see how much it meant to everyone in the stadium.
And yeah,
I'm glad that the result reflected that.
Ryan Williams was quoted at the weekend, Jonty, and saying that the presence of supporters raises the players' game by 10 to 15%. Was that evident to see on Saturday? Do you think that if that game was played behind closed doors, we'd be sat here now discussing a different outcome?
Yeah, no, I do agree. They just seem to have a bit more of an edge to them. Joe Gallen kept joking, but it didn't feel like 2000. It felt like so much more, and you could see why. I think there was an added energy. Players wanted to fight a bit more for it, and, you know, that was needed in a game like Peterborough. There's been so many home games this season already. You look at the games against like Wigan and Charlton and Shrewsbury, where they've just looked a bit flat and they've looked like they've missed something. And Pompey's home form has been foreign compared to what it has been in recent seasons. I don't think it's any coincidence that their best home performance this season so far, yeah, has come on the day that fans returned. There's no coincidence in that whatsoever. And yeah, it's kind of best summarised by the way that the players and the coach have spoken about that, how much the fans love being there, just the atmosphere. But in terms of on the pitch, you just tell them wanted it a bit more. There was players that looked vacant at Blackpool that looked to play out of their skin on Saturday. And, you know, if a few more of them at home this season would turn that home form around, and, you know, you'd think that would be the added difference that's turning Pompey at the minute from, you know, a side that looked like it's going to be there or thereabouts to real contenders.
And for those of you who weren't lucky to get a ticket on Saturday, don't worry, there is a fair plan put in place by the club. Another round and 2,000 supporters will be able to go to the Fleetwood game in, well, 8 days' time now. And hopefully, if things go well, if we behave ourselves in Portsmouth over the next few weeks, who knows, the city could be placed into Tier 1, depending on, you know, certain numbers, you know, due to COVID-19. And if that does happen, we could have 4,000 supporters at Fratton Park for the Boxing Day fixture against Swindon Town. However, we, for now, I imagine, in terms, you know, for football's sake, you know, we want to stay in Tier 2 at least, keep having 2,000 supporters at Fratton Park. We don't want to go behind closed doors again. It would be a phenomenal occasion, though, like you say, if we could get 4,000 on Boxing Day. And one player who really thrived upon that crowd on Saturday, Alex, was none other than Jack Watmore, who scored his first ever goal at Fratton Park. Now, he's not renowned for scoring goals anyway, but the goals that he has scored so far during his career have been away from home. What an occasion that was to get his first goal at PO4.
Yeah, it was fantastic, wasn't it? As I said earlier, it was great that it was on the return of live football as well. It would have felt a little bit unjust if it had happened behind closed doors, but you could see how much it did mean to him, especially in front of the Fratton end. And to be honest, it's just great to see Jack back fit and playing as well. He's one of the best defenders in the league, yeah. And it is vital that we keep him fit.
And speaking of Jack Watmore, we can now hear what he had to say following Saturday's result. The homegrown defender started by trying to describe his emotions and how it felt to score his first goal at Fratton Park.
So I don't think it's, you can really describe it. Something that you've always dreamed of since playing here. But yeah, I still don't think it's sunk in yet. It was something, especially to have the fans back and them to be there for it. It was a massive moment, but I think the main thing was today was the 3 points. And yeah, Peterborough are a great side, and you know, I think we've made them look average today. And we dealt with everything they had, and you know, the 3 points and a clean sheet's the main thing.
Yeah, obviously your goal got the headlines, but how impressive was it to keep a clean sheet against a really potent attack?
Yeah, I think that's the main thing from today. For me, even though I've got the goal, and the goal I've probably always wanted at the Fratton end, the clean sheet was more important to me and us defenders in there. So for us, that's the main thing. You know, and I think the result probably was fair for us. Something we definitely deserved. But yeah, I'm really happy with the goal, and probably more happy with the clean sheet against the forward line that they've got.
How much did having the fans back help? I mean, there were times when you did have to dig deep, especially in the first half.
I think it was fun. It was such an enjoyable day. I think you could sort of go under when they're back in and feel that little bit of pressure, but I don't think we did. It gave us an extra boost. It's something, especially at home, that we've been thriving to have fans back in and that extra little boost. And you know what? I think they played a massive part today. There were, even though there was 2,000, there was, it, I think, 2,000, and that they were so loud, it was like having it packed again. So for us, that was massive, and you know, I hope every single one of them that came today enjoyed it.
Was there a moment where it sort of sunk in for you that fans were back, whether it be sort of walking out or the celebrations at the end?
I think about for the first 10 minutes it felt quite weird for me. I'm there hearing people and I'm like, this ain't right. It's been what, 9 months since I've been away. So I think the first 10 minutes it was sort of sinking in for me, like they're here. And but I couldn't, you can't take away that moment. It was, the last few games have felt like pre-season up until now, and today that was just an extra boost that I think the fans needed, we needed as players, and I think it's massive for the club that they're back in.
And perfect conditions for a knee slide as well. I mean, you've got previous with the Carlisle goal, so you went for it.
Yeah, it wasn't as good still, but cut my knees up a little bit. No, it's just heat at the moment, too excited. You know, I was looking for, it was my daughter's first game, so I was looking for her and I couldn't really see that far, so I just did a knee slide, and it was better than Carlisle, that's all I can say, so I was happy with that.
And just where you go from here, can this be a big boost to you, something that can kind of kickstart a good run of form as you go into a difficult month?
Massively, and I think this is the sort of month that us as players look forward to. If results go our way, we get the results that we want, we can be in and around it, and that's what we're looking for. We've got obviously the Chequer trade that Papa John's on Tuesday, and then we've got Ipswich away, which is a big game, and then we've got Hull on the Friday. So you look at them three league games on the bounce. Have I got that right, by the way? Yeah, those three games on the bounce, it's massive for us if we can pick up some points. I think today was the start for it. Peterborough have come here, same as us, not in a great run of form at that time, but two very dangerous teams, and we got the better of them today. So we'll look to go and do that again with the next tough games that we've got coming up.
Goal scorer Jack Watmore there talking us through his perspective of Saturday's game, as well as the importance of a strong December for the Blues. We're about to head into our first break of the night now, Pompey fans, which gives you the perfect opportunity to get in touch and be in with a chance of having your thoughts read out live on air. Do you believe the presence of fans on Saturday helped Pompey on their way to victory? Was that a statement win from the Blues to the teams around them? And how do you see tomorrow night's trophy tie in Cheltenham unfolding? We're asking for your score predictions between now and 7 o'clock. To get in touch, simply text your name and message, starting with the word Express, to 81400. Email pompey at expressfm.com, include at expressfm within your tweets, or visit facebook.com/PompeyLive. After the break, we'll be hearing from manager Kelly Jackett, who looks ahead to a tough set of fixtures on the road for Pompey this month.
We have to really work hard at Ipswich, Hull, big away games. Fleetwood at home is in the middle of that. You know, they're games that we shouldn't be frightened of, big challenges. And, you know, for us to be able to go to those grounds and win, it will be a big challenge as well. We're capable of it, but we're going to have to really look at it, produce our best.
So join us again in just a few moments' time, right here on the only radio station proud to be passionately Pompey. You're listening to the Monday Foot Hour on Express FM.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Welcome back to this Monday Night Football Hour here on 93.7 Express FM, supported this season by Stagecoach across the South. Head over to their new website, stagecoachbus.com, to find the latest information regarding fares, timetables and up-to-date COVID guidelines in your area. I'm joined this evening by Hampshire Live reporter Jonty Coleman and Blues supporter Alex Macy to go over the events of Pompey's 2-0 victory over the Posh, and to look ahead to the next fixture, which is away to Cheltenham Town and the Papa John's Trophy tomorrow night. We'll be coming on to that game a little later in the show. Jonty and Alex, welcome back to the show, lads. We're going to start off by talking about Saturday's game and going over that first goal, and it was that man Jack Watmore on the 61st minute.
It's into the net! His first ever goal!
We've already mentioned, Alex, how it was his first goal at Fratton Park and the occasion, you know, of which to follow as well. But just speaking generally about Jack Watmore and the importance he has to his team, Jonty mentioned before the break how he may actually be one of the best defenders in the division. I mean, certainly one of the best defenders within this Pompey team. One of the questions I posed before the show, Alex, was does Jack Watmore potentially have the makings of a future Pompey captain?
Yeah, I suppose he does. He showed on Saturday and has this season his leadership. You can see he's always talking to his back four. He's very reliable. He made a little bit of a hash in the first half when he sliced the ball through to Dembele, but that's very rare for him. And of course, he is a Pompey boy and he knows the club so well. So I think in years to come, of course he can. I think we've obviously got the issue with contracts, which I think we need him to sign a new contract first, but I really don't see any reason why he can't be.
No, and it was just an all-round great performance on Saturday, Jonty, and we went up to Blackpool last Tuesday night and arguably one of the worst performances of the season, just really offering absolutely nothing going forward, Pompey, but on Saturday really put those wrongs to right, and it was the kind of reaction we were all hoping for.
Yeah, under Kenny Jackett, they've built up this incredible record. I think it's the best part of 700 days now since the end of January 2019 when Pompey last lost two league games in a row. And we've seen that this season. Whenever they have lost games, they've normally tended to bounce back with an impressive performance. Something needed to change from that Blackpool game because, as you mentioned, it was just awful. The game was awful. Pompey were really poor. You thought in the first half of that, where both teams really struggled to do anything, you hoped that, okay, you know, they might come out of a good reaction in the second half. It managed to get worse somehow. And yeah, it was an interesting one. But something needs to change. They changed tactics slightly. Whilst it was an unchanged team, they switched around Ryan Williams to put him in a more central role off John Marquis. They put Marcus Hines back to the right, and it It was a tactic that worked absolutely spot on. Williams' pressing in the central area was really good. And he just seemed to run off Marquis, and Peterborough looked like they were there to be picked off, and Williams in that role, and combined with Naylor and Cannon behind him, were really good. And you know, going in at half time, you felt that whilst Peterborough had the best chance, as Alex mentioned a minute ago, when Dembele got through off a Watmore slice clearance, you felt that Pompey were the better team, and you know, perhaps that they could build on that in the second half, and they did, and they just looked excellent after the restart and thoroughly deserved that win.
Stephen Jerome on the emails was impressed with Saturday's game. He says, "Hi guys, that was a fantastic team performance on Saturday. Right from the first whistle, I thought we started really well, and we were probably a bit unlucky to go in at the break without at least a one-goal lead. But we then seemed to step it up a gear in the second half, and it was a great header from Jack for the first goal. But what a fantastic goal yet again from the skipper, Tom Naylor. Another screamer from outside the box, but gave the keeper no chance. He's in a bit of good goal-scoring form now, which is just what you need from your captain. I think it was important to get back to winning ways after a disappointing defeat at Blackpool. We certainly did that, and it was good to get a clean sheet as well. The big talking point from Saturday, though, has to be the return of 2,000 fans back at Fratton Park for the first time since March. It's been a long time coming, but to finally be back in the stands, getting behind my team, it felt so good. All the supporters were brilliant and created a great atmosphere, but I think some credit must also go to the club and the staff, also the stewards, for all the hard work they've put in, making the ground safe for everyone attending and making it possible for all of us. So well done to all of them. It just shows what a fantastic community football club we have here. Play at Pompey, Steve in Southsea. All round feel good factor around the club this weekend, Steve. Great to hear from you, as it always is." Yeah, and it's half an hour into the show, Alex, and it just goes to show, well, really how time flies here on the Football Hour and how much we've had to talk about tonight. But we've only just mentioned the captain, Tom Naylor. We spoke about in recent weeks his importance to the squad. We're not going to, you know, beat around the bush and carry on, you know, highlighting that. We know how integral he is to his team, but his goal-scoring form of late has been somewhat incredible. And the goals just seem to be getting better and better and better. We saw Ipswich, okay, it took a bit of a lucky deflection. Plymouth as well, you could argue, was a slight deflection. And then against King's Lynn last Saturday, fantastic effort, right into the top corner. And then on Saturday afternoon against Peterborough, my word, you just heard that initial shoot from the crowd. And to be fair, he did.
Lays it for Naylor. He will hit this from here, and he'll score a brilliant goal! Naylor again! That is magnificent!
And it goes to show the confidence, Alex, from Tom Naylor. And it's great to see. When you watch the highlights, you can see that he screams at Andy Cannon to lay him off. And he wants that shot. He knows that he's got the ability to score from that position. And that's the kind of confidence you want within any of your squad members, but in particular your captain.
Yeah, I'm quite glad that we signed Brian Gerrard over the summer by what it looks. it was just a beautiful goal, wasn't it? The way he kind of let the ball come across him, off his laces, and it just rose into the top corner. As soon as he hit it, it was just flying into the net. And yeah, he's clearly just found some sort of goal scoring confidence that he hasn't had before, because in the last couple of seasons, I can't really remember him ever being in that position and having a go, or if he did, it even being on target. So I don't quite know what's happened, but certainly can't complain about it.
Marcus on Twitter says, "But fair play to Jack Watmore. He's overcome so many hurdles. So pleased for him. Top bloke. Hashtag the blonde Beckenbauer," says Marcus on Twitter. Thank you for getting in touch. Going back to Saturday's game in Jonty, we mentioned how it was the strong reaction we wanted from the Blues after that disappointing display up in Blackpool, you know, just a few days prior. But in terms of going forward against a side with such a strong attack like Peterborough do possess, and a decent defence as well, you've got to hand it to them, they've not been on the greatest run of forms of late. And this isn't a dampener to Pompey by any means, because it was just a fantastic all-round performance. But Peterborough themselves must be a little bit worried about their form, because they are slowly dipping out of those playoff positions. They're slowly falling down the table.
Yeah, definitely. I think they've been trying a couple of different formations by the sounds of it recently, and they just seem to have kind of lost their way in terms of form. They went into that prior to kickoff. There were 3 defeats in 4 in all competitions. They'd put out a first team at home to Chorley in the FA Cup and lost. And I think that was just an indication, really, of the sort of slide they were going down. For Pompey, you know, they went into that. It was a disappointing result at Blackpool, but that was, they're only going off one loss. Peterborough, it was sort of a succession that they were going into, and it showed. Peterborough had glimpses early on, like I said, through Dembele and Taylor in midfield, looked pretty good. But they didn't really test Pompey. I felt that Craig McGillivray didn't have a lot to do, barring that one save on Dembele. And you feel that for all the good performances he and the defence have put in recently, where they've not kept a clean sheet for one reason or another, that kind of made up for it, where they haven't had to do a lot, but they've been rewarded for it. And a shout out definitely for Sean Raggett. He absolutely pocketed Johnson Clark-Harris, who we all know can score goals at this level, has scored goals at this level this season. And you wouldn't have thought that he's in the form he has been this season, just purely because of how Raggett sort of controlled him in that game. And you know, that whole back four and McGilvery deserve a lot of praise for that.
Yeah. Peter, as we mentioned, lost three games in a row. They're, of course, out of the FA Cup, defeated against non-league Chorley. They lost at Wimbledon midweek as well. Of course, now being defeated by Pompey on Saturday afternoon. And I know for one man, himself isn't too happy following Saturday's game, and I think that was reflected in his post-match interview. I feel rather sorry for the guys controlling the Peterborough United YouTube channel. Take a listen to this.
Well, Darren, a long chat, it seems, in the dressing room just then. What's been said with you and your players tonight?
Well, what's been said in the dressing room will stay in the dressing room. Clearly, it never comes out, or you try not to let it out. So, if you want to ask me a different question, that's fine.
How do you react to today's defeat?
React as in, well,
what are your feelings on the game?
My assessment of the game, that's a better question. You're not really making the questions clear. Well beaten, I felt. The postman deserved to win.
That is cold, Jonty, isn't it? That is cold.
It's a journalist's worst nightmare, that.
Yeah, and I thought I'd throw that one to you because you know, obviously yourself, you know, interviewing, you know, certain managers, you probably got a bit more experience than I do in that kind of field. But yeah, I do feel sorry for that lad. But at least he mentioned towards the end there, Darren Ferguson, but Pompey deserved the win. At least he wasn't too dismayed about the result, but he can actually, you know, take from that. But the Blues were a bit better of the performance. And just the final word on that game, Alex, you know, it was a fantastic win. You look back at the Blackpool game, that was really the one where when you take a look at Pompey's fixtures in December, we've got some very tough games coming up. Ipswich, of course, on Saturday, got Fleetwood on Tuesday night, Hull as well, Swindon Town on Boxing Day, you know, they won't be an easy opponent. So that game against Blackpool really was one you'd have hoped Pompey would have, you know, claimed victory in. Just to make sure that in these tough fixtures, if you were to drop some points, you've got those to fall back upon. However, on Saturday, we kind of flipped on the head, didn't we? We'd done a typical Pompey, losing against a team in 15th place and beating a team three positions above us.
Yeah, as Jonty said, this is a Pompey team that doesn't tend to lose games back-to-back. There's usually a pretty strong response, but especially this season, we have been losing games a bit too often. And I think if we can go on a good run over Christmas, I know everyone always says this, but if we can build up a good December, then there's no reason that we won't be in a great position going into the new year.
Yeah. OK, lads, after the next and final break, the three of us here will be taking a closer look at tomorrow's trophy tie at Cheltenham Town. But before we do get onto that, let's hear from the boss, Kenny Jackett, who was first asked how great it was to have fans back in attendance on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, it was great. And just, I do think that home advantage will come back now. It certainly will for us because, you know, for myself, for the staff, for the players, most importantly, they do know that they can put a good performance on and, you know, they've got a fantastic atmosphere. And I think the fans as well as ourselves have missed it, so we'll generate a good atmosphere. Yeah, for our games at Fratton Park made a massive difference on Saturday, and in the overall picture it's good to see. But short term as well, and helping us win what was a key game and a vital game, and a massive contribution by the supporters.
Yeah, and 3 points in a clean sheet must be incredibly pleasing for you.
Yeah, it was quite a tight game. I thought we battled for every ball, and particularly in the second half deserved it and got on top, had other chances as well, scored two good goals, and as you say, closed out a team that's got, you know, quite a number of goals as well. So it's a good performance by ourselves. We're pleased with the result, and as I said, the fans made a, you know, big contribution on Saturday, and it seemed like There was a lot more than 2,000 in Fratton Park on Saturday.
In terms of the home advantage, you'll obviously have the flip side of that this week, where you'll be making trips to Cheltenham and Ipswich, and they'll have their supporters behind them.
Yeah, and I do think that's something we have to cater for. We have to really work hard at Ipswich, Hull, you know, big away games. Fleetwood at home is in the middle of that. They're good games, though. You know, they're games that we shouldn't be frightened of, big challenges, and, you know, for us to be able to go to those grounds and win, it will be a big challenge as well. We're capable of it, but we're going to have to really look at it, produce our best, analyse the Blackpool game, which wasn't very good, and, you know, see if we can do better.
Yeah, and looking at tomorrow night in particular, what are you looking for from the trip to Cheltenham?
Yeah, we're going to change the whole side from Saturday, and there's younger players that need games, and we need to look at them. That's a big thing. So, you know, for us, we want to try to win the game. You know, we're into the knockout stages of this competition. You know, we've done well in recent seasons, so we do want to progress. But in terms of team selection anyway, you know, none of the players that play Saturday will play.
Is it perhaps an opportunity for Michael Jacobs to come back in, or is it a bit too soon for him?
Yeah, it's a little bit early. I think Michael for Saturday is more realistic. He'll need a full week, and coming off the back of a knee ligament injury anyway, we'll see how that week goes. I wouldn't say he's definite in for Saturday, but, you know, we'll see. He's progressed well. We have been pleased with him, but somewhere along the line of Ipswich, Fleetwood, Hull, I think are the, you know, realistic fixtures and targets for his comeback.
And of course, for the young players, it'll be a great experience for them, but you must have faith in terms of what you've seen so far that they can get the job done.
Yeah, and that's what this competition is about as well. It's much publicised, you know, for the big clubs, youth policies, but, you know, we want some of ours to progress and have opportunities as well, and that's very important.
The pre-match thoughts of the gaffer there ahead of tomorrow night's Papa John's Trophy Round of 32 clash with Cheltenham Town. When we return, myself, Jonty and Alex will be calling upon you back home to pick Pompey's starting 11 for tomorrow's trophy trip to Cheltenham, and we'll also be going through your score predictions for the match as well. So don't go anywhere and keep it 93.7, because we've got the conclusion of this Monday Night Football Hour on the way next.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7. Express FM.
Welcome back to Express FM and the Monday Football Hour, which is brought to you this season by Stagecoach across the South. This is your last chance, Pompey fans, to get in touch with the panel before we leave you in just under 15 minutes' time. All the usual ways to do so, it's at Express FM on Twitter, Pompey at expressfm.com on the emails, text the word Express, followed by your name and message to 81400, or head on over to facebook.com/PompeyLive. It's time now, though, to pass you over to Mason Jordan, who takes a closer look at Pompey's next opponents, Cheltenham Town.
The Papa John's Trophy is next up on the menu for Pompey, who have made it through to the knockout stages for a fourth consecutive season. And this time out, it's an away fixture for the Blues, who travel to the Johnny Rock Stadium to take on Cheltenham Town.
Pompey Live, this week's opposition.
Last month's defeat at home to the West Ham under-21 side saw Kenny Jackett name a very youthful side. It meant that the Blues would be away from home in the second round of the competition. League 2 outfit Cheltenham Town await in Gloucestershire for this round of 32 tie, though Pompey are aiming to reach the final for a third season in a row. Here's a lowdown on the team known as the Robins.
Manager.
42-year-old former Burnley centre-back Michael Duff is the Cheltenham boss. Duff was born in Belfast but came through the youth ranks of both Darlington and Carterton Town before turning pro in 1996 and signing for Cheltenham Town, who he now manages today. The defender made over 300 appearances for this week's opponents across an eight-season period before moving to Burnley in 04. The Northern Irishman featured 350 times for the Clarets in a 12-year stint at Turf Moor, hanging up his boots in 2016. Since his appointment in September 2018, Duff has accumulated 52 wins from 114 competitive fixtures.
One to watch.
Keep an eye out for 27-year-old Alfie May, who has netted in each of the Robins' previous two fixtures. May, who operates as a forward, has played in the vast majority of the club's matches across all competitions competition so far this season, as he's bagged five times since the start of the campaign. The 5'9" striker, who wears the number 10 shirt at Woodden Road, began his senior career at Billericay Town in 2012 and went on to play for the likes of Corinthian, Farnborough and Doncaster Rovers before making the switch to Cheltenham in January of this year for an undisclosed fee from Donny.
Top scorer.
Veteran forward Andy Williams is the club's leading scorer in League 2 with 6 goals to his name. The 34-year-old has made 16 appearances for the club since he signed in the summer, having left Northampton Town at the end of last season. Williams, who can play either up top or out wide, was part of the Cobblers' side to have won the League 2 playoffs last term.
Current form.
Michael Duff's Robins are flying high in League 2, currently occupying second place behind leaders Newport County only by a point. Their position within the automatic promotion spots has come as a result of an impressive recent run of form, having gone unbeaten the last 5 league matches, securing 4 wins and a draw. Across the league, trophy and FA Cup, Cheltenham Town have in fact gone 8 undefeated, with their last loss coming away to Oldham on November the 3rd. The club's most recent fixture was a thrilling one. Both Alfie May and Andy Williams were on the score sheet, as was George Lloyd, Liam Sercombe and Will Boyle, as the Robins beat Exeter City by 5-3 on home turf at the weekend. To reach this stage of the competition, Cheltenham won 3-3 in the group stages, securing all 9 points, whilst not conceding a single goal. They saw off Newport County, Plymouth Argyle and Norwich City under-21s in the process. Will the Blues occupy a place in the round of 16 come the full-time whistle, or will the League 2 promotion hopefuls pull off an upset in Gloucestershire? All the unmissable action is on Pompey Live.
A more in-depth look at the Robins, Cheltenham Town, ahead of tomorrow night's Papa John's trophy tie at the Johnny Rocks Stadium. Alex Macy, the last time Pompey played against Cheltenham Town, as Mason's just fed within that package there, was that 6-1 victory on the final day of the 2016-17 League 2 campaign. What an occasion that was, but I can't imagine we're going to be up for the same spectacle tomorrow night.
No, you wouldn't think so, would you? I think it would take quite a lot to top that day. But yeah, I think tomorrow night's a great opportunity, like against the West Ham under-21s, to play a young team, have some of those players like Harvey Roux, Owen Teggart, Haji Manoga, and just give them a test and see how far away these sorts of players are from the first team.
And I think within Kenny Jackett's pre-match interview before the break, John T, he highlighted, but actually none of the players who played on Saturday will be involved in tomorrow night's tie, which goes on to emphasise really how the gaffer is looking to perhaps rest some of his players ahead of some, you know, really tough League One fixtures coming up, but also given a chance to these youth players who've got so much to prove in a competition of which they are really designed to do so.
Yeah, I spoke to Kenny today actually, and he very much vouched for anyone who played on Saturday won't be playing. One thing that people might have missed on Saturday was that only 12 players played. It was a starting 11, and then Ellis Harrison came on late on. So obviously that rules them 12 out. But besides that, Jackett also said that it'd be a much stronger team that would be playing compared to West Ham. So, you know, there'll be fringe players, the likes of Rasmus Nicolaisen, Bryn Morris, Cam Pring, Jordi Hawula. You know, some of those were involved, some of those weren't. But you would expect to start tomorrow night. It will be a stronger team than West Ham, but, you know, there will be those players and there will be, you know, the likes of Haji Manoga you'd expect. And then probably a couple of, you know, those who impressed against West Ham, you know, the likes of Harvey Roux and Owen Teggart and Charlie Bell, Alfie Stanley, those kind of players, you'd expect a couple of them. Interesting to see what he does, actually. Yeah. But the ones who do play, it'll be great to see them get a chance.
Now, of course, Pompey's record, the fantastic 1,000-day unbeaten record in this competition, is no longer with us. Alex, you know, we go into this game off a defeat against West Ham under-21s, and, you know, having heard what Kenny said prior to the break in regards to the team lineup for tomorrow's game, you know, not putting down these youngsters, I'm sure they're going to put on a fantastic performance. But in relation to last season and previous campaigns, where Kenny's put out a very, very strong team in these stages of the competition, we've gone on to reach both finals, one of which we haven't even played yet. Do you get the feeling that actually this season the manager isn't quite, not taking it seriously, but not quite bothered about it in terms of getting as far as we can? He's actually rather more focused on league matters.
Yeah, I think if you're being honest, Kenny Jacker obviously hasn't signed a new contract yet. And I think he knows that if he wants to stay at the club, he's going to have to get them promoted this year. Whether that compromises his normal position on the cup competitions, well, the FA Cup still in that so far, and we've played quite strong teams. But yeah, as you say, maybe in the Papa John Trophy, he's just decided to rest some players, especially ahead of crucial games like Ipswich on Saturday.
Yeah. And of course, well, we mentioned that high scoring game against Cheltenham 3.5 years ago, John, to where Pompey ran out 6-1 winners. But actually, it's the visitors, well, not the visitors, actually, it was the visitors on that day, but the host tomorrow night, who go into this trophy tie on the back of some pretty good form, actually. They are now up to second in League Two, and they had a very good win over promotion rivals Exeter City on Saturday afternoon. They won by 5-3. And if you thought that was the craziest game of the day in League Two, you'd be wrong, because Bolton Wanderers lost 6-3 at home to Port Vale. It was just a mental day in that division. But, you know, we've gone off track there. But talking about Cheltenham Town, they're on a good run of form. They are really where they want to be in League Two. They're pushing for promotion, as they have done sort of in the last few seasons. You know, they are up there now in the automatic places. They're going to want to keep that momentum going in the league. Could you argue that perhaps all of their eyes aren't necessarily on tomorrow night's and perhaps they're going to make a few changes too?
Possibly, yeah. Obviously, Michael Duff got them into the playoffs last year and did really well in doing so. And, you know, they're on a fantastic run again this season. By the sounds of, you know, what I'm hearing, obviously, from the sort of Cheltenham end, I think this is a game they are taking pretty seriously. You know, a win today and all of a sudden that just puts you that one step nearer to a really good run in this competition. And the form Cheltenham are on, I think they've fancied themselves against a Portsmouth side who they know are going to make a lot of changes. It will still be a strong enough Blues team, but it will be one that, you know, there'll be certain areas that are lacking match practice. So I think from that point of view, Cheltenham will be able to go at Pompey and give this game a real good crack.
Yeah.
I do kind of agree with you what you're saying on, you know, how where Pompey prioritises competition. If you look at the league, there's been 3 attempts now where they've got close to promotion, but haven't quite done that.
Not sure if we've lost you there, John T, mate. We'll try and get you back.
The Papa John's Trophy in terms of, you know,
I think you're just cutting out a bit there, John T. We'll throw the next one over to Alex. Actually, before we do so, we're going to read out some more interaction we've got coming in. We'll try and get John T back as soon as we can. Paul O'Neill on Facebook, referring back to Saturday, says the atmosphere was amazing and the team responded with a great performance. Having fans back can only be a positive moving forward, says Paul O'Neill on Facebook. And Gav Jones on Twitter, good evening, gents. Being back at Fratton Park on Saturday was incredible. That first chorus of Play Up Pompey was absolutely spine tingling. Some even had tears in their eyes, which just goes to prove that football is more than just a game, says Gav Jones on Twitter. Going back to tomorrow's game, Alex, Ben, you know, we speak about how Pompey are set to line up. We're likely to see the likes of Haji Minogue, maybe Alfie Stanley, Harvey Rue, you know, just a few of the names to mention there. But do you think, but you know, these players, given their performance against the West Ham under-21s in the last game of those group stages, do you think that actually they've got a chance tomorrow night against the League Two side who they could put out a very strong team? They might want a trophy run themselves. So do you think that, have you got confidence in these players to deliver the goods?
Well, if Cheltenham are going to go into the game full strength and very confident, you'd have to say they'd offer more of a threat than the West Ham under-21s would do. And we, of course, lost that game. So it's, of course, don't want to come on here and be negative, but I think it could be a really tough game tomorrow evening. And I think that's probably why Kenny's going to go a little bit stronger than he did for the West Ham game. Equally, there's no reason why these bright young players can't do it. A few of them, I remember seeing the game against Norwich under-21s last year. Owen Teggett especially was very impressive. So on that night, we certainly could do it.
A quick word now on Havant to Waterlooville, who ran out 3-1 winners on Saturday at home to Chelmsford in the National League South. Their next fixture is on Wednesday night when they host Slough Town at Draper Tools Community Stadium. Of course, they're also allowed fans, back inside Wesley Park, which is fantastic to see. And the Hawks weren't the only ones, actually, who were victorious at the weekend. It's been a great all-round weekend for the teams in Portsmouth. The Pompey women returned to friendly action at Wesley Park and came back from two goals down to claim a 3-2 win over hashtag United Ladies. I didn't even know they had a ladies team, but they won 3-2 over hashtag United. OK, then, let's take a look now at some of these score predictions we've got coming into us ahead of Pompey's trophy fixture against Cheltenham Town tomorrow night. Some on Facebook here. Alan Snelling is going for a 1-0 win. Eddie Stead says, I'm sorry, but I don't want us to progress in this competition. We hold it. We also have a final pending. Let's just concentrate on the league. Dave Pritchard says, it's a good opportunity to give fringe players a run out. Michael Charlton is going for a 3-1 win. So is Anthony Lee. He says 3-1 Pompey. Pat Orme is going for a Pompey win by 4-0. And David Tinton says, I think a lot of you are deluded thinking 3-4 goals against Cheltenham the way they are playing, says David on Facebook. John T. Coleman, if you're there, mate, a quick score prediction from you, please.
If you can hear this.
I can hear you.
You're
all good.
Yeah, good. Right, I'm going to go 2-1. I think it's going to be really tight, but I think Cheltenham improved on Saturday, but even when fully strength, they're vulnerable to conceding. So, and I think it will be a really tight game, but Pompey will just edge it.
Johnsy says 2-1. How about you, Alex, very quickly?
I was going to go 2-1 as well.
Lads, thank you both very much for joining me this evening. I'm also going to go for a 2-1 Pompey win. So we're just about finished here on the Football Hour, but your next dosage of footballing action comes in just under 23 hours' time.
Everything we do is passionately Pompey.
Portsmouth have found a way yet again.
This is...
You want to believe it?
Pompey Live.
Pompey welcomed 2,000 of fans back to Fratton Park as they took on Peterborough United.
Laid it for Naylor. He will hit this from here and he'll score a brilliant goal.
They'll take a break from league action to take on League Two side Cheltenham Town in the first knockout round of the EFL Trophy. Join us for all the unmissable action from 6 tomorrow.
Pompey Live on Express FM with Aqua Cars.
We look forward to your company around this time tomorrow. Well, I'm afraid we've run out of time here tonight. My thanks once again go out to both Jonty Coleman and Alex Macy for joining me over the course of the hour. Thanks also to Stagecoach Across the South for supporting the show. And of course, you back home for tuning in and getting in touch with us through the socials. Coming your way here next on Express, Ben, Jeff and Adrian are back with the Soft Rock Show. They are joined by the latest tunes by the Phoenix Rising Collective, as well as King King, Arctic Monkeys and Kelly Jones as well. As well, also local artist Isla Kroll and Inglorious as well. After them, Liam House is back from 9 p.m. He hosts an all-new show, Express Evenings, until late this evening, playing timeless classics and some smoothing tunes to help you unwind until 11 o'clock tonight. Mason Jordan's back with Portsmouth Breakfast tomorrow morning from 7 o'clock until 10, when Darren Gamblin takes over with more moaning all morning long and, of course, more great music. Ian James is back at 1 playing Who Am I? And also The Victory Years from 2, also with Ian, playing great songs from 70s, 80s and 90s. Conor Mosley is back from 4 with Drive. And then from 6 o'clock, it's the return of Pompey Live. The Blues take on Cheltenham Town from League 2 in the Papa John's Trophy, round of 32. Can the Blues reach the round of 16 for a third season running? Join us from 6 p.m. tomorrow night for all of the unmissable action. But until then, Pompey fans, thank you for tuning in. Have a very good evening and play up Pompey. Good night.